Today, I'm going to offer you three tips for if you're on your feet all day at work. Hi, I'm Melissa, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to Jennifer from our membership community. And if you stay tuned all the way to the end, I'm going to show you where you can go to get even more tips on how to relieve pain from standing all day at work. So Jennifer says, hi, Melissa. I was just wondering if you had suggestions for yoga practice for days where you're on your feet all day, where your back is tightened up and muscles are sore from walking and standing too much. Not all days are like this, but there are times when I've had to be on my feet almost all day. I'm just wanting something in the evening to help relieve some of the pain and soreness. So I'm actually going to do another blog post where I'll show you three yoga poses that you can do at night to relieve the soreness. But today I'm going to show you three things that you can do while you're actually at work to prevent the pain and soreness. She says, just plopping on the couch seems to be counterproductive because when and if I get up, stiffness sets in. I love that, when and if I get up. I have those nights too where I get on the couch and it's like, if I ever get up. Please let me know what you'd suggest for some other poses or practices or foods even. Thank you so much, Jennifer. So I think this is a great question. Many people work on their feet all day. And stand-up desks are becoming a lot more commonplace. I know I have a stand-up desk, and if you have a stand-up desk, you kind of just stand in one place. Standing for long periods of time can cause fatigue, swelling in your legs and ankles. You can also experience pain and discomfort in your feet, your shins, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips, and your lower back. People who stand all day experience muscle soreness and fatigue, varicose veins, low back pain, plantar fasciitis, bunions, knees, hip, knee and hip arthritis, neck and shoulder stiffness, swollen and painful feet and legs, knee problems, tendonitis, joint damage, and poor circulation and swelling in their legs and feet. So actually, one of our most watched blog posts on Living Your Yoga is for people who stand all day. So this is a really common problem. So here are three things you can do at work to help to prevent this pain or to make this pain a little bit less in your body by the time you get home from work. So the first thing that I would recommend that you do is to spend some time throughout the day mobilizing your joints and your lower body. So think about this from the bottom up, from the ground up. So think about your ankle joints. So you can just do some pointing and flexing and circling of your ankle joints. So you can do that on both feet. So pointing and flexing and circling. And the other thing you can do, so you're moving up. So cute, that lady has a dog named Fascia. We love fascia. I'm going to be recommending some classes that will work with your fascia, actually. That'll help a lot. Okay, so then the other thing you can do is, so mobilize your knee joints. And one of the tips I have in the additional tips I have is going to help you with your joints more too. So just moving your knee joints. So this is just like imagining kicking. And then your hip joints. We're going to do like imagining having a hula hoop here too. So this is nice because these hip joints can kind of get, they just get stuck. You don't move them a lot. You just stand with them very still. Okay. The other thing that you can do is a little hamstring stretch. So just take your heel forward and lean back. You could double up your, so you could do double trouble here with your ankle. So you're mobilizing your ankle joint and you're doing, my days as an aerobic instructor coming back here. So you're mobilizing your hip and your ankle joint and you're doing a hamstring stretch here. And then you can do this on the other side. So you're coming up and down. So see how you're moving your hip joint, your ankle joint, and you're stretching out your hamstring here. Okay, and then the other thing that would be good for you to do is some calf raises and some calf stretches. So all this is building circulation in your legs and stretching out those muscles in your legs in a way that's different than just standing or walking. So you're gonna do some calf raises. So this is good. The other thing that that's doing too is moving you through your feet and building the arches in your feet. And then we'll do some calf stretches. So you could even do this while you're working at your stand-up desk, if you're working at a stand-up desk. So I'm going to link below to some value-added content in our membership community that will support you people who stand all day. So one of my favorite classes for this is hips and hamstrings. This one stretches at the fronts of your hips and your hamstrings, so it's great if you stand all day. Then I've got a 4-week connective tissue plan playlist, and that's why when that lady said fascia, I was like, that's what made me think of that, because that works with your fascia. We use a soft squash ball, and we use a soft foam roller and a slow-mo ball. There's great stuff in there for the bottom of your feet, for your hamstrings, for your sacrum, all those hamstrings, your calves. Amazing stuff. All that value-added content is in our membership community. So there's a great knee to chest pose class in there that has all that fascia stuff in it as well. That's an amazing one for if you stand all day. So the reason why I wanted to redo this post is because we've got so much new content. That stuff didn't even exist. That research wasn't even available to us when I first did that blog post on standing all day. It was just, that stuff wasn't even on the radar yet in terms of research for it's just so new in the exercise world. So those are the classes that I'd recommend that are in our value added area in our membership community. So a link to that. And then for the little bonus, if you want to come click on the show notes, you can come to the click on the show notes link, and I'll send you a little PDF where I'm going to give you an opt-in form for those of you who are on your feet all day, where I'm going to give you 3 more tips for standing all day. These combine things that you can do at work and at home just to help to relieve that pain. Just some fun little tips that you can have, so a few little extras. So if you have any tips that you can share, if you stand at work all day, things that work for you, I'd love to hear from you. Leave your comments below, and thanks so much for listening. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.